I really wanna be trusted when And away we go. Hi, everyone. Welcome to one of these special fling the show together because AAK is not going to have much time over the next few weeks. This is the first one of those, and I've decided that it's good enough. We've got the opportunity. I've grabbed a T-bird from out of his big fluffy nest, which he makes with the split ends of his girlfriend's hair. And I've dragged him out of there, and he's here once again, actually, just to boost his numbers on the, you know, the Redux stat pod on Sonic Rex. So, hi, T-Bird. How you doing, man?
Hello, yeah, that's all I'm here for, just to boost that little statistic, so yeah. I can be top of the list.
I reckon this might put you at, it's either going to be joint second or joint first now.
With whom? Is it with Echo or Dread? Or?
Yeah, well, if it's joint... Yeah, whichever, if it's still joint, it'll be between one of those two. I can't remember what the blimmin' numbers are. You guys don't expect me to remember my own, what happens on my own site, do you? Don't be so ludicrous. Why do you think Sonic Stadium's barely updated nowadays? They can't remember. If they can't remember, what chance do I have? There's only one of me.
I was just waiting for you to have a sly stab at TSS.
They know it's only in jest. Or is it?
this is why they send you A5 prints of Shatner.
This is being recorded, guys, so you know, because there are people out there who are actually interested in things like this. It's being recorded on what is the 20th, Tuesday the 20th of March. Unless you're in some far-flung country, which is still the 19th, in which case, tough. So I've just got through the post my prizes from, as you may recall in the last show, I had my prize from Sven from the Rex Fanatics of Export, which was a Jim Will Fix It badge replica. And I got my stuff through from Echo Hawk and Rory at the same time, which was fun. Echo got me some Tibetan worry balls, which clang and make. I've put the box somewhere now. I would have done them over the mic and just showed you how god awfully they clang. Imagine a bell which is completely out of tune, and then take a sledge to it, and then take a sledge to it. And sort of beat up that bell even more, and then stick it in a Tibetan worry ball, and that's what I've got. But the thought was there.
It sounds like some sort of ancient relic, according to like what the box looked like.
Yeah, it's a bit moffy. I did open the box and then promptly close the box back up again for fear the actual force of me opening the lid would actually cause the entire box to just evaporate into the air. it's that. But I reckon she's got these when she was out in Japan. And the only thing I can think of is, why the hell did she spend that money on them? Because they've fallen to bits. Oh, well. But Rory really has actually just completely... Well, he's done something. You may recall his love of the Shatner voice, and he did threaten to send something to me that when I looked at it, I would always think of him. And he sent me this like A5 canvas print, painting of Shatner in all his Star Trek original series glory, in sort of like pop, sort of expressive, like I can't remember the proper art term to describe it. I might put a photo up later or so. But, that's then slapped on to some MDF, which is a nice quality MDF. it's a lovely pic, and I'm sure that it would grace some Star Trek fans' room very nicely. But, sadly not mine. But again, the thought was that he's probably spent an awful lot of money on it, so I really shouldn't slag him off.
So, but kids, William Shatner print, eBay, starting price $4.99.
I did check the thing just to see how much the postage was, so I would know. I didn't say damn. But yeah, hi kids. So we've got that. You've probably just listened to some piece of music. As with the previous T-Bird show, it's all going to be done in one sort of stint. So, but I'm imagining it probably was the Sonic Adventure 1 version of Believe in Myself, which was a request for, who was it a request for? Sonic Hedgehog CHR, who I really should call SHC. That was his request. We got some more requests because people send in loads of requests for this show for reasons I can't quite understand. But it's a T-Bird Room 101 show, hence the very strange Room 101 music that we have at the beginning of the show as opposed to the normal Radio Redux theme. So T-Bird is here. He's here to gripe. He's here to see whether or not he can get his things into Room 101, and I am the person who decides whether or not it goes in on there or not. If you don't know what Room 101 is, I'd say check out the Echo Hawk show, but that really didn't explain much about Room 101 either, thanks to her. So basically, Room 101 is a place where you put all the things that you don't like, and they disappear forever, and that's it, basically. It's as simple as that. We've got some Q&A UK, which we're going to have some T-Bird stuff on as well, because we've got him here, and we have the very first 6 degrees of Sonic Separation, which I mentioned briefly on the last show. And we've got that later on. I think I've done myself pretty proud on that, actually, as to how I've managed to connect them.
I might send you in one of them. I've got a pretty good one. I don't think you'll be able to get it. It was a case of Wikipediaing the specific... I'll give you a clue. It was a case of Wikipediaing the specific breed of beetle.
I'll tell you... For simplicity's sake, or actually, I'm going to do it now, because I'm very proud of this. And I didn't really need Wikipedia in any way to look stuff up. So I was well chuffed with this. Right, so basically, I was looking for somebody to do it. Blake Draker was supposed to send me in one of these as well, but as it happened, Ram the Dragon was the first person to actually give me a suggestion, and you know I just can't say no to 14-year-old Uruguayans. It's a problem. Oh, the trouble that's gotten me in over the years. you can't say no to Ram. She's far too sweet for that. So, well, she came up with a fantastic one. So I've got to get from whatever she says to Sonic the Hedgehog in 6 steps. That's the idea. And her suggestion was Peñarol, the Uruguayan football team. So somehow I had to get from Peñarol to Sonic the Hedgehog in 6 steps. So, Peñarol's captain is a Uruguayan player, central defender actually, by the name of Paulo Montero. Montero is a city in Santa Cruz, Bolivia. Santa Cruz, you're not that far, is by the frills, as was whatever happened to Corey Haim. Corey Haim appeared in the full-motion video game Double Switch. Double Switch was released in Europe in 1993 for the Sonic CD, as was Sonic CD, which starred Sonic the Hedgehog. And there we go, that's your 6 steps. I'll put that up on the show notes as well. But, yeah, so there we go, Peñarol to Sonic the Hedgehog in 6 steps.
You should also get an award for just involving Corey Haim in that, to be honest.
I know. technically he's involved twice, because he's involved in 2 steps. Oh, so that's good. Anyway, so we best get on with this then. I've been waffling for ages.
Yeah. I was going to see if you could do one straight off. I was going to ask you if you could get from the Colorado potato beetle, known as Leptinotaurus dissimulina either, to something like that.
Well, I actually
you know they can lay as many as 800 eggs.
the weight of one of those beetles is equal to X. X, the letter of the alphabet. Letter of the alphabet. which combines the Greek alpha with the Greek beta. You'd have to send me the actual name of the Beatle, and I'll do it decently. But yes, so we've had that. So thanks for that, Ram, and I hope that soothed your troubled soul. Not that her soul is troubled or needs soothing, but I hope it did anyway. There we go.
Stop using the word soothing in context with a 14-year-old iguana. Oh, whatever.
Did you say a 14-year-old iguana?
No. I presume Ram the dragon's an iguana. I don't know.
She's an iguana.
She's an iguana, funny.
Well, she's a dragon iguana, so maybe she's one of those, you know, Komodo dragon things. Right, anyway, that's enough of that. Because we're going to get in major trouble now. So your first thing to put into Room 101 is, and it better not be Bourneville chocolate, because I'm eating some at the moment. It's very nice indeed. I'm just going to pop some into my mouth. Will you explain your first thing?
Yeah. First of all, stop telling me about things that I don't have. My food, my house has no food in it, so...
Oh, shame.
Just eating whatever I find on the floor. Anyway, the first thing I want to put in Room 101... I think we'll actually go in because it's kind of featured on your last show. It was the first thing that appeared on your last show. And I did laugh very heartily at it. And the first thing I want to put in is the World of Warcraft.
Oh. Now,
it's as if 6 million fans suddenly screamed, then died or something.
There was suddenly silence.
Silence. Anyway, the World of Warcraft has stolen a large fraction of my friends, basically. A little while ago, I joined a group called the World of Warcraft Widows. it's a site designed for people who've lost friends, lovers, and family to it, and I've had a lot of sort of like nice words from other people who've lost loved ones to the World of Warcraft.
When I mix this deck, I'm going to put some very nice sort of sorrowful music on at this point in time. So note to myself in editing, start playing the Burning of Ozette from Tales of Symphonia right now. And there we go. It's on its way. There we go. So you've got some nice sorrowful music to tell more about this about the loss of your friends and loved ones.
But I did have quite a large group of friends, and I can't remember when they actually started playing it, but it was well over 2 years ago. And one of the guys has actually stopped playing it now, so it's sort of like, you know, my name's Darren, and I'm a World of Warcraft holler. And so everyone in the circle starts clapping, sort of thing.
When you actually saw him again, did he have like a long beard and his fingernails were really, really long? His hair was down.
He's renowned for having a lot of stubble, but like, he really did have a lot of stubble after this.
Was his cat mysteriously missing?
his cat actually has level 24 armor and. actually, this is very interesting. I'm going to go off on a bit of a tangent here.
Oh, feel free.
not that we enjoy going off on tangents.
But Radio Rebus is nothing about tangents at all. It's about tangerines.
It's about tangerines. Tangential tangerines. Anyway, I am part of the Metal Society of New York, and for some reason we got...
Woo!
Woo! Anyway, because we are the devout metal fans we are, we got onto the fairy tale story of the Three Billboards Gruff. And, of course, if you know, there was some debate about what actually happened in the story, but that wasn't the point. The point was we got to the troll, and the discussion then went on to what element the troll was. Now, what element is this troll that lives under this bridge? I initially thought troll, obviously it's on fire, but if it lives under a bridge, then it lives near water. So, is it a water troll? It was a long-winded conversation.
it's a damp, mossy troll.
But we eventually concluded that it must have been some sort of poison troll as well, which must have meant the last Billy Goldgruff must have had anti-poison equipped to his armour. And also to be able to defeat the troll, it must have had its limit break up as well.
So, oh, God. Limit break!
So this rather amusing sort of image of a glowing goat charging up its super attack, wearing armour. Anyway, back to World of Warcraft. Yeah, and it's just been the case of I'll be sitting in the pub and the conversation will revolve around lands I've never even heard of and orcs are fisting.
Yeah, I'm quite pleased saying nobody got that. I'd be rather upset if somebody did get that, actually, bearing in mind the general audience age. Well, parental guidance this show, guys. Here we go. Oh well.
Have a little sticker with a picture of Sven on it with Sven says no.
That'd be good, actually, for next Rex Fact gets Sven singing Just Say No. the old Grange Hill mob song.
He hasn't even done your Donkey Kong thing yet.
No, he hasn't. And it's getting ridiculous now. So everyone send in emails to dreadnoks@sonicstadium.org saying record the song already. Record the DK rap, because he's letting me down, he's letting T-Bird down, and quite frankly, he's letting all of you down at home. Everyone around the world, EII, he can't find his baby. And that baby just happens to be the time to record Donkey Kong. And it's a shame.
Most importantly, he's letting his mother down.
Yeah, he's letting his mother down. Shame.
But yes, I know you put this in.
There's one thing I don't get. I mean, it's the whole Warcraft thing. I can understand why it would be popular, but that doesn't necessarily mean it has to vie for people's attention in the real world. That's one of the other things. I'm slightly. What's it about? Was it Second Life or whatever it is? Where they have the virtual world.
I'm worried about the amount of time people play on this, because, I mean, this game's been going how long now? About 3 years, maybe?
It's Warcraft.
The fact that people are still playing one game.
Yeah. I mean, the other thing I don't like is the fact that it's the subscription fees. Now, call me old-fashioned here, but when I buy a game, I want to be able to play it from that moment on, it should be mine. I don't have to keep paying over and over and over again for it. So, they need to expand. They have all sorts of problems with sort of legacy issues, because they end up saying, oh, it's this is the highest thing ever, and then all of a sudden, oh yes, but we forgot this kingdom that existed like 20 years before that and has been made extinct, and oh yes, there's this ceremonial armour that was made by this person or the other, and oh yes, there's this new race that's actually all over the world that we haven't seen before because we were just sort of ignoring them or something. It's just daft. How many kinds of orcs can you get? How many kinds of elves can you get? It's a blood elf. No, it's an elf.
I'm just doing my Wikipedia-ing pricing. Either way, a player plays about 50 cents a day for gameplay. That's quite a lot, if you think about it. 30p a day.
I mean, that's what the advert was about, obviously, as you well know. Just the whole, oh my, I must get to this level, otherwise I have no social standing. Well, you have no social standing because you've got no social life, because you're stuck playing this sodding game. It was very noticeable, actually, because we had a load of like, trial CDs at work. It was like 2 weekly trials. I don't think we sold one. It was like $2.97 for World of Warcraft. And it's just, ugh, yeah. So that's enough bitchy about World of Warcraft. I'm surprised he does go into Although, actually, see, now we have a slight problem. Because how many people did you say play World of Warcraft?
Oh, I don't know, 12 or something?
12?
There are more than 2 million players in North America, 1.5 million in Europe, and 3.5 million in China.
So about 6 then, so 6.5 or something.
That's 8.5 worldwide.
8.5. So we've got 8.5, even worse, 8.5 million people, okay? What are they going to do? If I put World of Warcraft into the remote, what are they going to do with their lives?
They could populate the soup kitchens around the entire planet.
I mean, how many was it in Asia? How many was it in Asia?
In Asia, it didn't say. There's 3.5 million in China alone.
I mean, 3.5 million. If World of Warcraft is not distracting these people, then what else have they got to do?
Their job's better.
But, I mean, it could lead to other things, is what I'm saying. That's my point. If they spend more time, if these guys spend more time with their wives, there might be more children conceived, and they've got population problems as it is. So can I really be held responsible, can you really be held responsible for a mass upsurge in population in China, is what I'm saying.
Yes.
Yeah, but can you live with that and the famine that it could produce and the lack of water? Could you live with that?
There's 1.2 billion people in China. I don't think another 3.5 contributing to that will make much of a difference. Difference. It will make a difference, I must say.
Well, I think what I'm going to have to do...
I suppose they could all go out and buy the card game.
That is true.
Pay for that.
Or they could just play Yahtzee. Nobody plays Yahtzee anymore, and they should bring it back. I don't know who would buy it, but hey, just bring it back. Come on, it's also like, and Boggle. Nobody plays that.
Yes, Boggle.
Or you could play. You could have sort of Yahtzee Boggle.
Or Warcraft Boggle.
World of Bogglecraft. anyway, I think what we're going to have to do is I will put it into room 101.
Actually, why don't you, rather than putting it in room 101, make it your next vote on Sonic Rex?
Well, whether or not the World of Warcraft should go into.
we'll put that one out to the crowd. Means we've got to put the rest of mine in. So.
No, it does not quite to that. No, actually, I'm not going to. Because they'll probably be under the spell as it is, spell of Warcraft as it is. So I'm not going to do a public vote. No, the public can't be trusted. If there's one thing that I've learned, the public cannot be trusted to make a decent decision on anything. So I think we're going to put that into room 101. World of Warcraft goes into room 101, upsets a load of people, and who cares? And then it goes. There we go.
I feel a bit better.
You feel a bit better. Yeah. There's a sudden cry of terror in the air.
I've sort of got like a mental image of sort of like my friends coming out of the houses like on a really nice sunny day and sort of like rubbing their eyes.
Oh yeah, it's a bit like that. The Simpsons episode where their TV disappears and all the children go out and play.
Yeah, exactly like that.
I've got this lovely image of somebody I know was rather upset. Echo Hawk was rather upset by the advert on the last show, because she liked it. Well, I've got this lovely image now of her with, like, a metal hoop and a stick going down the road. Ah, dear. Anyway, so, I'll tell you what, we'll have a piece of...
Good image of...
Yeah?
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, this image of what?
Hello.
Hello?
What's up?
You were saying Hello. Something. Hello? Speak.
Can you hear me? Yep.
Yes, I can hear you.
Hello. Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, can you hear me? I can hear you all the time. Did you lose your connection?
I can hear you, yeah.
Did you lose your connection or something, or...?
No. You're
just going hello a lot?
I was just going hello, yeah.
Okay. You were saying something about you having an image on something or the other.
Yeah, I just have visions every now and again. I just ignore them. Anyway.
Time for a piece of music, methinks. I don't know why I'm bothering with this, really. What was I going to have next? Oh, no, we'll have a couple of pieces of music. T-Birds had a few choices as well. But up next, we've got from Sonic Jam, actually, the Inside Building theme. And after that, we've got one of T-Birds' choice, which is the Choose Your Buddy, the slap bass version from Sonic Adventure. And we'll see you in a bit. Radio Redux. Back again. those were those pieces of music that I said were before the break. Because, you know, it's one of those shows. Anyway, we're back with T-Bird. It's T-Bird's Room 101, part one of X. Where X is a number between one and something.
And N.
One and N, yeah.
N being the number of parts to the show. There we go.
And, yeah, so, what's your next one? Or do you, I mean, I'm sure there was several that you were going to put, you were thinking of putting into Room 101 and then didn't. Did you have, was there anything that comes to mind on that, or?
I'll throw a couple out now and I'll tell you a couple later. Option number six was, I was going to put, Radio Redux Room 101 in the Radio Redux Room 101, just so it formed the quantum singularity and, you know, sort of the event horizon would sort of destroy part of England. I thought that would have been quite amusing.
I would have actually refused on the basis that you had been copying, I think, Stephen Fry.
Is he a black hole, is he?
No, not Stephen Fry, but if I recall, Stephen Fry actually put Room 101 into Room 101 at the end of the series.
I didn't know about that.
it caused all sorts of problems, as I recall. The BBC was off the air for about 8 weeks, but thankfully, due to the amount of repeats they show, nobody really noticed.
Just got an image of Richard Curtis turning up for work and just finding a big smouldering tree there.
That was one of them.
The other one was, another one was cabbage. Because I don't like cabbage.
Cabbage? It was this green cabbage or purple cabbage we're talking about here? Is it red cabbage or
something? All varieties of cabbage, I'm not going to be discriminatory on cabbage.
Do you dislike Cabbage Patch Kids as well?
Yes. Except that one Cabbage Patch Kid that had the recall. It used to eat chips, and you put the chips in its mouth, and there's like a little roller motor that used to feed the chip into its mouth. However, little girls feeding the hair into the mouse, this Cabbage Patch Kid, it wouldn't actually stop until the chip was all the way through.
Oh,
so of course,
nice.
As the end of hair is, of course, the little girl's scalp, it caused quite a lot of sort of children with no hair and things like that.
Oh, dear. I'm just stressing. Oh, crikey. So, yes, your next one... Your next one to actually go into Room 101 is
the English band Right Said Fred.
Right Said Fred. Anyone doesn't know Right Said Fred, there's a British band that was around about the, I think they were formed just before the 90s, weren't they, or something?
It was 80 something. Actually, let's look at this. Let's get them on Wikipedia. Gotta love Wikipedia.
89, reckon? 89, looks like it. Oh, good guess. But, yeah, so they're probably the most famous for I'm Too Sexy. Yeah.
Which, unfortunately, they are re-releasing, so,
dear.
Yeah.
I mean, isn't that off the back of the Daz advert?
Yes.
Oh, crikey. Oh, well, can't be helped.
And it's just possibly the lamest song, the lamest video, and Richard Fairbross is so gay. Gay as in rubbish.
And yet gay as in gay.
As in gay. In fact, that's the next line that I've written here on my little
medal. Well, that's, obviously the thing is, I think Right Said Fred, they had notable success. I mean, they have sort of like Deeply Dippy as well and thing. And they're incredibly successful in Germany as well. But they say, do you have any other real problem with Right Said Fred other than the fact that, you know, they sing weird?
My particular problem with Right Said Fred is probably Richard Fairbross. The first point I would like to make was I was watching Pop Years of the 90, and he was mocking Iron Maiden. For those who don't know, Iron Maiden is my favourite band of all time in the world. And he called them a band for, I quote, a band for teenage boys. Sorry,
shouldn't
of Iron Maiden's target audience are probably like sort of male aged 40 plus. I mean, I don't even know what the target audience is for Right Said. Actually, I do know what the target audience is for Right Said, but I'm not going to say it.
Well, it was about 14-year-old boys, then, wasn't it?
Teenage boys.
So basically, he was jealous, thinking that Maiden was stealing his audience. That's rather strange. But obviously, they're also, from a Sonic point of view, they are obviously responsible for the...
That's my next point. Wonder Man.
Wonder Man. Here's a Mr. Wonder Man. Here's a Mr. Wonder Man. Wonder Man.
I actually bought a little while ago, there's a guy off TSS called Psycho Bob, he's one of the staffers, and he was selling a lot of his Sonic stuff, and of course, me being a whore for Sonic merch, bought a lot of things off him, but
you can't say whore on Radio Edge, you've got to say a rouge.
I've got to say rouge, have I?
You get, yeah.
I was a rouge for Sonic.
You were a rouge.
Yes. It's alright, we can edit that out. Anyway,
But I don't think we will, though.
This is probably in the top five worst. Right. The police are going to be coming anyway.
It's okay.
But anyway, one of the things that I've... It's okay, is it?
Yeah, come.
You'll bail me out.
I'll pay. Yeah, like I've got bloody money. Right, so Wonder Man, getting back to the point.
But no, it's got to be one of the top five worst pieces of Sonic merch that I own. In fact, it even surpasses the German techno Sonic album that I have. So.
Well, is that Super Sonic Dance Attack?
That's one of the tracks. No, I don't even think it's like, you know, it's like the... They call me Sonic.
Oh, that's the, what is it? Hang on. Is it... Because I've got the MP3s on here for it, so it's hurry up. That's the wrong one because I'm just putting Super Sonic Dance Deck. Bum 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 bum. Yeah, that's for the Sonic Arcade album, isn't it?
It's really bad. That's all you need to know, kids.
Although they did do it very kind, they did come very kindly do two versions.
Yeah.
so you dislike having the Wonder Man, yeah. Basically. I mean, I'm actually looking out for Wonder Man because I don't have as much of a problem with it as many other people do. Well, I think it's fairly enjoyable.
as far as value for money goes, the single that I now have actually has five versions of it.
Yeah, it's five tracks, isn't it? So it's quite good for a single.
My favourite one is the a cappella because most of it is silence.
Yeah, I listened to that. I thought, why on earth have they decided to do that? There was no real point. they just decided to put it on and said, like, oh, we've left out the singing. Okay.
But there was actually I think I timed it at one point, there was about 30 seconds of silence. And kids, I loved that. It was the break in between the horror that was the 20 minutes of Right Said Fred.
Oh, it did moderately well in that it got to number 55 in the UK chart. But
that was only because it had the guy from Pirate TV on, who everybody loves. And the video has a really weird point where it's like some sort of industrial estate and it's got a little sign saying, is it Hydrocity Zone or something? I can't remember the video, but there's a sign that just says, oh, Hydrocity Zone, and everyone was like, yay, Sonic! And there's another bit where it's like, it's a bit weird, it's sort of like from Sonic's point of view, as if you're running around, as if you're Sonic, through like this maze of pipes and things. But like, it's like, the shape of the eyes is like Sonic's eyes, as if you're looking through his eyes, as if your eyes are being sort of pushed back at about 30 centimetres at your head, so you can actually see your eye sockets as well.
Oh,
but
man.
Like, there's actually little robot-y things appearing as well. So it just looked like you were looking through Mega Sonic's eyes, and it just didn't make any sense to me.
Right,
so Fred were there, it just made it worse. And my final point is, Richard Fairbrass looks too much like Richard O'Brien.
Yes, I was thinking this the other night, because he was on he was on Sonic the other night. And I just looked... No, it wasn't that, actually. It's not him at all. What am I talking about? Never mind. It was... But he does look like that. But, I was thinking, there was a program on Channel 4 the previous night, at the time of recording, anyway, which was... it was like 100 Greatest Stand-Ups. And Lee Hurst was on that. And Lee Hurst is now just slowly turning into... Richard O'Brien, and that's quite scary.
that's good. We need more Richard O'Briens in this world.
Oh man.
Anyway, so
there it is.
Put it in. Put them in. Actually, can you, when you put them in, will you trap them sort of? Because there's three of them, isn't there? Will you trap them sort of a la Superman at the beginning, where they're like. They get, like, frozen in that little diamond thing, then shot off into space. You do that instead of that.
Right. Now, unfortunately, I'm not going to put Right Said Fred into room 101.
No! Why not?
Why not? Well, Number one, as we know, they're very big in Germany, and we have to have some way of distracting the Germans. From, you know, buying up all the car companies and things.
from invading Poland again.
I wasn't going to go down that route, T-Bird. That's completely your... What's it? I was going to say just taking over countries and making rubbish cars.
Just for the record, for the record, I love Germany, and I love the music that comes out of Germany. I'm a massive Rammstein fan, I'm a massive Kraftwerk fan. And I am a massive Die Toten Hosen fan. So why on earth...
And you're a massive suck-up. So, so the reason why Right Said Fred are not going into room 101 is due to a little incident in 1993. Now, in fact, it's February 1993, to be precise, because Right Said Fred did a certain record.
No, don't stick it out. No.
Called Stick It Out.
Which was a
charity record which made a very considerable amount of money, specifically for comic relief, and helped many people in Africa and all various other places around the world. So, on the basis that they. It was probably the one with the hands, 1993, the red nose with the hands. So they paraded themselves on national TV. It actually got to number 4 in the UK chart, and that was at around about time that actually singles made an awful lot of money. So unfortunately, I'm going to have to refuse Right Said Fred going into room 101. Mate, I'm sorry. And the worst thing is, obviously, this being room 101, you actually have to take them home with you. So here they are. I'm just going to send them over to you. And you get to keep them in a small box in your room, on a shelf somewhere. And they can guard your Sonic merch. So,
yes, I made every time I put them on.
Yeah, so just
play their Wonder Man single on repeat all day.
Yeah, they can give. You don't even need that if you've got them there. You might as well just get them to perform it for you. They can do a nice medley non-stop. So I hope you enjoy those.
They can do me a charity single and try and pay off my student loan. That'll be a possible use for them. So.
Oh dear.
I'm slightly upset about that. Anyway. I'll try something else.
We've got another piece of music now, which is going to be another couple of pieces of music. We're going to have... you wanted some Streets of Rage, didn't you?
Yes. Let's have some Streets of Rage.
Well, I don't have any Streets of Rage per se, but I do have a... I'm pretty sure I've played this before, actually, but it's a very nice piece of music. It's a MV Overclock remix called Sensual Ippon, which is really cool. Nice and laid back and groovy. So we're going to have that, and then we're going to have the Audio Room menu music from Sonic the Hedgehog 2006, which you know and love. It's just like sort of it's like Sonic-y lounge music, and it's really cool. So we're gonna have.
I just have that on repeat when I'm doing work now. It's just chill out music. I'm following this program about pastries, a bit of soft jazz. I'm just it's like having daytime TV adverts on BBC.
Very true. After this piece of music, we're going to actually, I'm probably going to do the Q&A UK, Q&A UK and TB, or whatever.
Tuberculosis.
Question is answered, ask the question from Q&A UK and tuberculosis. Oh, God.
Cover your lungs, kids.
Oh, some Q&A UK and mass hysteria. Anyway, so here's Streets of Rage. Radio Redux. Hey, and we're back, folks. While I was on break, if you can hear me well enough, I got a bit of an email from Mr. CJ Merle. And he said, in a sort of weird voice, by which way that he was, you know, typing it, really big freaking news. Yeah, really. In about a week's time, the forum you know as being associated with Sonic Rex will undergo an evolution, the likes of which have never been seen before, at least not to me. Combining with the top-notch webcomic site, the CJF Network, and the most excellent Billy Sonic site, it will transform into the all-new, all-axum Echo Network. The final transition is scheduled to take place this Saturday, with an eventual URL change occurring sometime the following Wednesday. Rest assured that Sonic Rex will remain an integral part of this new site, as will several other features from the three boards, including the CJF Network original series, the members of Echo World Forums, and the Sonic-based abilities of Billy's Sonic site. More details can be found in the official merger announcement, Fred in the news area of EW, sincerely, CJWLD, Echo Network. Right, there's a slight problem with that. Thank you for, you know, letting us know. There's an excellent for you, but if you don't use the Sonic Rex bit of the board, why in the blue hell should I really be interested? Nobody uses it. Right, major spoiler time. Everybody, major spoiler time. Are you there, T-Bird?
Yeah, I'm just covering my ears.
You're covering your ears? Uncover your ears. because I'm going to tell you what's...
It's not
spoiler, really, but... it's not really a spoiler as such, but it's me telling you what something is. You know Project Eon? That has been mentioned several times.
Well,
Project Eon... Project Eon is going to... Why has that all of a sudden got really lame, the connection? Huh. Hang on, let's sort that out. Sorry, I was losing my connection with you a little there, man. Basically, the Sonic Rex section on Echo Worlds has been noticed. It's been noticed by me that nobody really uses it. So, thus negating the whole point of Sonic Rex really associating with Echo Worlds. So, it's quite simple. Either people start using it, or it goes bye-bye, the association, because, what's the point? In the event that does happen, I say Project Eon is ready and waiting. Project Eon is actually a Sonic Rex message board. It's there, it's waiting, it looks pretty sexy, and, you know, I'm just waiting, because, I mean, it's... So it's the 20th today. When it hits tomorrow, which would be the 21st, it'll be a month that have gone by with no one doing anything in it. And just what's the point? So good news about that, in that this very interesting merger, but at the same time, you know, starting to sort of wear on my patience a bit, the just lack of interest there, really. I mean, it's not even the most... It's not probably not even the top three Sprite comics actually discussed on there anymore. So why bother? Anyway. Here it is. Questions and answers. Answer some questions with some Q&A UK and T-Bird and tuberculosis and, and I don't know,
Hepatitis,
and a slight cramp in the elbow. The first question is from Super Trogdor, who has a request later on, which I'm willing to bet I didn't actually put on the list. No, I didn't. So I'm. Yeah, Super Drug Doll's got a request later on in the show, which is going to be Seven Rings in Hand. And I'll close my ears at that part. it's a god-awful song, but hey...
I haven't heard any of it yet. I make the rule that I don't listen to any of the music in a Sonic game until I've actually played the game. Because it's a case of if I listen to a bit of music that's meant to be an instrumental bit of music, I'll find it inanely boring unless it's obviously serving its purpose as background.
Rumblebee needs to be led up against the wall and shot. It is hideous. It's hideous.
Well, if it's anything to go by from Sonic Riders, then...
Yeah. I like how the music's fine, just really, because it fits the theme and everything. The lyrics, though, I mean, if anyone's had the Master of the Desert theme, the Satsa skin, you know, that's on Sonic Rex, if anyone's been using that, you've been noticed how many headers there have been going up for it. And that was just before I had the full soundtrack. So it's terrible. But yeah, that's listed later on. Anyway, he says, because, you know, he actually asked the question. Where's he come? Hey, RJK, sorry I haven't emailed in a while. I was wondering if you got a Wii and picked up Sonic and the Secret Rings yet. I have, and it is fun! Also, I was wondering if you can play something. Yeah, with 7 years of hand for Sonic Rex. I have not got a Wii yet. I'm not going to be able to get a Wii for some considerable time. So sorry. There will be, by the time this goes out, I will have played Sonic and the Secret Rings. Because something's happening. But apart from that, I can't really...
Oh, you better not be going down to Sega. If you are, I better get a bloody invite. Sorry.
I can honestly say I'm not visiting Sega, okay? I'm not visiting Sega, so you're fine. On that score, I'm not visiting them. Now, we've got another question here from SHC, who says, just wondering, will the Sailor Gem thing ever be available to view? I also have discovered that Big the Cat is, in fact, in Satsa. I think that's no good! What do you think? Sailor Gem will come back eventually. Sailor Gem will come back eventually. I'm a bit narked with the actual gem at the moment. So my sort of influence in that regard and my sort of interest has sort of somewhat waned. But hey, Sailor Gem's will come back because as I've established that Sailor Gem is a sort of is a cartoon in the Sonic Rex universe, and that Sonic Rex is a cartoon in the Sailor Gem universe, so they are linked. So that it will materialise eventually. But we've got the vaults coming soon, and a lot of sort of efforts going to be made into getting that and some stuff from that up. But yeah, Big the Cat being in Satsa kind of sucks, doesn't it?
Is he a main character, or is he just appear?
No, it's what it is, from what I can gather anyway, is that the you remember Sonic Adventure 2?
Oh yeah.
And his cameo-isms. Most of the extra unlockable bonuses are Big the Cat related, and it's like some sort of special little book that you can do by getting Fiery Souls, whatever the hell their names are. If you get like 30 of those, you can get access to bits and like photos of Big in sort of in the background or foreground during various scenes and messing things up.
So we won't be doing any of the extras in Sonic.
Nah. Yeah, really good way of promoting sort of long playtime. If you do this, you can get Big the Cat. Okay, I just won't do it then. But the other bad thing, actually, is that the rumoured remix of Throw It All Away was just rumoured. And it was just a mistake on the basis of that one of the songs, whose name I can't recall, the first verse of that musically sounded very similar to Throw It All Away. So I was really looking forward to that as well. A remix of Throw It All Away. And no, sadly. it would have been a nice little nod back. Bear in mind, it was like, well, you've got 15 years of Sonic. It's also 5 years of Shadow, so that would have been a nice little nod back. But hey, you can't have everything.
Whatever happened to whatever happened to Everett Bradley? I quite like his tracks that he did for.
I don't know.
A lot of other people. They kept Krush. They've kept obviously some of the other guys.
Junior K have just released actually some more remixes on their MySpace, which might interest some people.
For those who don't know, Julian K, where have you been? Secondly, they're a really good sort of, I know it's sort of industrial electro. They're sort of the remnants of a band called Orgy, who were around sort of at the beginning of the new metal era. And
see, I actually recall Orgy, which I didn't realise they were actually linked to Orgy, so.
It's Amir Dakar is he used to be the guitarist, I think. No, he's the singer in Orgy, and he's the singer in Julian K.
There's
another guy whose name escapes me, and he used to be in a band called Rough Cup. So, but yes, very good band. We've got that MySpace.
But so there's a very good question. Why wasn't he retained, or maybe he just didn't want to do another track for Sonic? But that's a shame, if that is the case. Anyway, you still there?
I've just had an email back from Rom. I've just got an email from Rom concerning Project X, which actually we'll give you.
By the time this goes out, everyone should know about it, so you might as well just say...
Right.
What Project X is.
It's not really called Project X.
It should have been, but it's not.
In retrospect, it should have been. I've done a survey, basically. I was asked to write a blog similar to what Mr. AAUK was asked to do not too long ago. And to be honest, I couldn't think of anything I wanted to write for it. So in my ultimate wisdom, I decided to do a video for it, and I got out on the streets of York, and I basically asked people a lot of questions about Sonic, and it was lots of fun.
And he got cool in front of a large group of sort of schoolgirls.
14-year-old girls,
More 14-year-old girls, you see, it's just... They should just be called the 14-year-old girl show, I think.
Not that my girlfriend didn't raise an eyebrow at that point, but never mind.
anyone who's interested, T-Bird's girlfriend is actually half responsible for the dialogue on the recent... it might not be recent by the time this goes out, but on the propaganda, Grease Paint is the Word.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, when she was pretending to be you.
She does that quite a lot. I'm quite disconcerted about that.
Has she started eyeing up your hat?
Hmm?
Has she started eyeing up your hat?
The hat actually has a younger, more in-your-face brother now. So she tends to wear that a lot.
She tends to wear her younger, in-your-face brother? What?
Hat. It's another... Right, I bought another hat. I didn't get bought another hat. I got bought another hat. And it's quite nice. It's an official Indiana Jones authentic fedora.
Oh! Now I'm just mega jealous.
No, it's mine. It's my hat. But she wears it.
I'm just jealous of you. Now you start getting the bloody hat.
Tangent!
Don't start getting the hat! Leave the hat alone! It's box, it's quite happy.
You can watch this video on YouTube. You can either simply search for my name, which is one of the other aliases that I have, which is the Iron Hedgehog. If you search for that as one word, you'll get it. Or if you search for Sega Sonic Survey, it should appear as well. So
look out for that. I've seen it. It's cool, and because it's me, you put me on the credit as a sort of thank you, which is really kind of him. And it made me feel warm inside.
I did describe you as a peer, so I put old Dredzy on as well because
Dredzy.
apparently, a guy called David Corliss, the most senior man in marketing when it comes to Sonic, says it's great and has offered up some Sonic fridge magnets as a thank you.
Yay! Sonic fridge magnets! I've still got those. I got a nice card from Sega at Christmas, which I know you were rather jealous of because you didn't get one. I got some sort of Sega sort of stickers with it, and those are hidden somewhere because they were sort of pretty exclusive-y. So they're somewhere or the other. We need to find those because I can't remember where I put them. But keep an eye out for that, folks. I probably should put a link to it on SW as to what's going on. I'm assuming actually the marketing person actually wanted the full results sent. Yeah.
No. I just basically all Ron. But the first line of the email that I got back from Ron just says that is just awesome in capitals. So.
Oh dear.
not to float my own boat, but it came out much better than I thought it was going to. The day started with a lot of people sort of the same guy wearing, you know, a cowboy hat, and he's wearing a. Actually, I was wearing. I don't know why they didn't stop me, because I was wearing my denim Sonic and Knuckles jacket. So.
And you were wearing your Riders T-shirt, if I recall.
And I was wearing a Riders T-shirt as well.
So he was just a mass of Saganess. But yeah, so it's very interesting, guys, and I sincerely recommend you you watching it. Plus, you get the chance to listen to that nice lounge music again on the.
You do.
On the credits. Radio Redux.
Radio Redux. Listener request.
Radio Redux. Right, now there's a trio of questions which it's due to various things got left behind from the previous show, so I will the Immobile Empire group. So Wolf asks the following: if you get stumped trying to write something, what do you do to get going? What do you do to get going,
Steven? To get going.
To get going again, to get out of your writer's block.
Oh, I don't know. But obviously I'm surrounded by a group of very interesting people. For example, Mr. AUK, and Sven and all them. I actually started writing a little while ago. I've sort of got it was going to be a book. It's about 50 pages of Microsoft Word at the minute. And it's sort of, I've run into a huge block of that, so I can't help you as far as that goes. But just if you want, like, little nudges and things, just little things like put the TV on, watch a good film, watch a damn good film, and that gives you a lot of inspiration. If you've got a musical instrument, play a musical instrument, because that's, again, inspiration comes from that.
I can't leave it until I just leave it until it's something else, it's perfectly fine.
Sleep is the
yes,
have a
sleep.
I mean, the idea for the whole blog thing, the video came to me at about 4 o'clock at night, I think, so in the morning.
That's a real problem I have as well, because I'm at my most creative when I'm absolutely exhausted at about, you know, 1 o'clock in the morning. I'm sort of just dozing off. And like, oh, crap, that's a really good idea. Where's a pen? Where's my light? I'll fall out of bed and crack the head on my chest of drawers next to my bed. Ow. And now I need a plaster. But, oh, God, I've got to write. So I'll write down using my blood on the carpet. Oh, no, I've got to clean the carpet now in the morning. Yeah, so it's a pain in the ass, but I hope it answers your question, Wolf. Just do something. Do something else. Just leave it and then come back later. There's no problem in doing that. Sparks asks, what?
Sparks asks what?
Sparks asks. This makes no sense. Sparks asked a question, alright, own up, who's using my name? Is it spelt the same? Because if it ain't, then I suppose I'll have to pay the fake little visit. Unless it turns out to be a total coincidence, of course.
What?
I don't get it either. I see. Because there's a Sparks on Echo World 2's Sparks, how you would normally spell it, and this Sparks is Sparks with an X.
Ooh, cool.
So I'm supposing it's a different Sparks.
Is it an X then a Z? Because that would be really cool.
No, it's just an X. Unfortunately.
So you lose
Sparks, you lose.
Yeah.
And then we got a question from Mikey T. Hedgehog. Mikey T. returns from his self-imposed exile from wherever he was. Asks, Resident Evil or Left 4 Dead?
What? Resident Evil or Left 4 Dead?
Yeah. One single Metal Gear Solid quality storyline, the other's multiplayer, both zombie games. You know, I'd never have guessed they're zombie games, to be fair. Never have guessed in a million years.
I've never played Left 4 Dead, but I have been a Resident Evil fan since the get-go. One of the first games I got for my PlayStation was Resident Evil 1.
I've got no interest in Resident Evil at all. Myself, I played one, and I just felt I was playing this, and I just thought I'm just not interested in this game at all, and so I just stopped.
The thing is, with the first one, when it came out, it was so bad. But I think that's probably what I liked about it. The voice acting. Oh well, we'll be coming back to voice acting later. But the voice acting is just so bad. I mean, the way it's put together is just so crap, but it becomes so much crap that it's actually good again. Like, there's this part where you've got to fight this giant snake.
As you do.
We had a name for the snake, I've forgotten what it was. I think we call it Hiss or something, because it's
mouth. Captain Hiss.
But it was just this snake. Anyway, you fought the snake 2 or 3 times in the game. But the last time you fight it, when it dies, it lies on the ground and melts. And one of your friends, Barry Burton, the other guy who follows you around the house, walks in and goes, "Have you found anything interesting, Jill?" As he's walking through, like, sort of a smouldering pile of purple ooze that was once a snake. And you're just thinking, well, if you looked at the ground, then yeah. So I just fought a giant snake. That was pretty damn scary. And so instead she goes, "Yeah, I found this hole." There's like a tiny little hole in the corner of the room. And you're just like, what? What was this game about? And then it's just the little quotes like, "You almost became a Jill sandwich." That was an interesting quote. But the thing is, the later games got better and better. The second one was absolutely amazing. And the fourth one, which came out a couple of years ago, it revolutionised everything. Literally every bad point about the Resident Evil game.
Just qualify that. We're talking about Resident Evil 4 there, because
Yeah.
Because obviously that was not the fourth game, because there's so many other fiddly, biddly bits in between.
It was Code Veronica, which was technically four, but... But yeah, I would say Resident Evil, because I have no idea what the other one was. I've forgotten its name already, so it mustn't be that good.
Oh, dear. Right. Note to DC, I'll do your questions on the next show. Because I can't bother to hunt through my inbox and sort them out now. And besides, I think we've got sort of a couple of sort of similarly irrelevant questions coming up. Anthony Fields, who's not got an irrelevant question, which one do you like better, Mac or PC? Well,
I don't own a Mac, so. Although I am bombarded with adverts of white, you know, telling me to buy a Mac.
I don't like the idea of owning a Mac at all.
No. One of my friends at university has a Mac, but she is a designer, and obviously the Mac is geared towards graphic design.
Yeah.
And so obviously there's a use there, but as a person who writes emails and the only other thing I use my laptop for sort of work-wise is programming, and also I've got this huge mathematics program, and all that requires is sort of a processor speed, so I can't see an advantage of the Mac for me, so I'm going to say PC. Even though the PC is always represented as the old boring man.
Precisely, but hey, at least it works.
Yes.
Well, I've got a letter here from Sonic Psychotic, which bodes well with a name like that, but hey, are you okay? I was just wondering what type of game you prefer. Do you like the RPG style game with deep storylines, or games like what I expect Sats to be like, not bothering much of a storyline but just being a lot of fun instead? I don't mind, really. I mean, I'm not overly keen on RPGs, although I've been certainly playing, my last two games I've been relatively playing have been both RPGs, which is obviously Dungeon Siege 2 and Tales of Symphonia I've got back into again. So I don't mind, as long as if it's got a really good deep storyline, that really helps for me, but a good balance, I think, is essential.
A lot of people go, oh, I want a game with a good storyline, but you can go too far with that. I mean, the example I'm going to use is Metal Gear here. The first time you play that through, that is an amazing game, amazing gameplay, amazing storyline. But if you play through the second time and you skip all the storylines, I think there's about 2 or 3 hours worth of gameplay.
Whereas
a lot of it is sort of like talking, so you do have to strike a balance with, I think.
Also, the other thing is characterisation, because that's one of the things that I really love about Tales of Symphonia, is that the way the characters are developed in it, and also the voice acting, which obviously I know we're going to come back to in a minute, but the voice acting is absolutely superb in Tales of Symphonia. And not just that, but before we started the show, I was playing on Tales of Symphonia. I'm on like my 8th playthrough of it now, and I found something I hadn't found before in coming up to, I don't know, 250 hours worth of gameplay. I found something I hadn't found before. I found a hidden shop that I didn't know existed at all. I hadn't seen it mentioned in sort of any walkthrough or anything like that that I'd seen. So things like that also help. It's just hidden away and you don't really see it at all. So I was moderately impressed by But anyway, Snook Psychotic also comes on to say, speaking of which, I should be able to afford Satsu in a few weeks. Yay! Just to give you a bit of an essay, I know you love it when people write these in. Yes, I do, actually, because it's nice to know that sort of people have made an effort or have got something interesting to say. You know how all of the Sonic characters' names make some degree of sense, like Tails with two tails, all of them seem to be like this, with the exception of Amy Rose. Well, ages ago, I was randomly looking through a baby name book when I came across the name Amy. You may know this, but Amy is a French-derived name, which means love. Her last name, Rose, could mean the colour of the flower, or I would have thought, actually, it was more like her colour, specifically. I mean, the colour of flower. either way would make some sort of sense with the whole love connection. Anyway, it could be a coincidence, but Amy's name literally describes her love of Sonic. I don't care how corny it sounds, I'm making a point. Well, there you go, no matter if it is a coincidence or not, the world makes little more sense. If you already knew that, then discard the remark about the world making more sense, because it won't. Thanks for your letter and for making me laugh at your crazy antics for one of your many number one fans, Sonic Psychotic. I did know that, actually, but you're right, it does make a heck of a lot more sense to think about that.
So thank you very much, I didn't actually know that.
So there we go, the world makes more sense because you've made T-Bird happy, you've increased his knowledge.
You've made a hatted physicist slightly more happy and content. It's funny that that's...
And in the end, isn't that what matters?
Yes, it is.
To make hatted physicists somewhat happier.
It's funny that I brought that up, because I was doing a bit of research this morning for a couple of my the later Room 101s, and I was busy searching through it's a Sonic Adventure 1 characters, and it was Patrick Mac?
Tikal's father, Patrick Mac.
He's actually a Tibetan. I think it's something like that. He's actually a Tibetan god. I think Tikal.
Yeah, that's true.
Well.
Yeah. Tikal's a Mayan city.
Mayan god. Yes. Oh, sorry. Yeah. But I thought that was quite.
There's one person at Sonic Team who actually comes up with decent names, and they're the same person who got. I have some major problems with the whole Iblis thing. It's quite obvious that the person who came up with suggesting Tikal is the same person that came up with making Mifili's name. Mm. With Mifili's being a sort of derivation of Mephistopheles. Mm. So it's obviously the same person. And then there's some twit who comes up with Silver for a silver-coloured hedgehog. And it's all very strange. And obviously the person Sonic Team who stole the name Andrus the Gatekeeper because they had no idea of anything else to call a godlike character. But hey, I'm not still bitter about that at all, honestly. I've got one more set of questions and we should get back on to your Room 101 choices. I'm certain you'd have probably heard some more music during for that, and I'll probably break it up also, but we're not going to take a break now. Black Draco says, hey, UK, I can't remember if I talked about your 6 degrees of separation. No, you didn't, so I didn't use you. But as it was your idea in the first place, Black Draco, I suggest you send something in for me so I can do it. His question one, which I've just managed to delete, says, what would someone find at the centre of the Earth? A very, very lost monkey.
Or a giant ball of molten iron.
Quite possibly. It would
explain the Earth's magnetic field, for one
thing. It would quite fair. Someone would also find themselves in an awful lot of pain.
Hmm. At least you'll die doing what you like the most, inhaling molten iron.
If there's one thing you want to do with your life, it's, just sort of watch it end as your skin liquefies around you. question two.
At least if you get to become the centre of the planet for the moment.
Yeah, at least you get to join all those zero other people who can say, I am the centre of a planet. Not that anyone will be able to know about it, and you'll have no one to boast to, because you'll be dead. Question two. Is the water from the Fountain of Youth still or sparkling, and does it come in a variety of flavours? It comes in the flavour of a... I don't know. You answer this one, Tim. I had to stop myself then from making things even worse than they already are on this show.
But I am going to say it's made of, well, there's now a Thundercat flavour. I was watching an episode of Thundercats the other day where, anybody remembers Thundercats? I certainly do. There's an episode where Tigra ages by wandering into a cage of ages, believe it or not. And basically Chitara gets him out, but because she's so fast, she doesn't age. And they basically take him to the Fountain of Youth, and they throw him in the Fountain of Youth.
There you go.
Yes, Thundercat's flavour. Oh, there will definitely be a sort of hint of Thundercat in that Fountain of Youth now, thanks to Thundercat's being in it.
So in the whether or not it's still the sparkling, it's actually both. It's still sparkling.
Still sparkling, yeah.
Actually, funny enough, you should mention Thundercats, because I saw at work the other day, Visionaries has come out on DVD.
Oh dear.
Visionaries. I don't think anyone remembers that. I can barely recall it, but it was basically for this toy of these soldiers, and they had like this hologram thing on their chest, and they had various different powers, but the entire series of that came out on DVD the other week. And I just sort of ran around just showing it to people going, this is so cool! Not recalling anything. Anyway. And last question was, if you was to have something named after you, what would it be? It would be some incredibly toxic, incurable disease. because frankly, that's more likely than anything else.
I would probably have to go with a new heavy element. T-Varium would be a good one. So it would also have to be like highly radioactive as well, I think.
It'd be like polonium, except felonium.
Yeah. I'm not sure whether I want to be a lanthanide or an actinide though, so you have to ask me the other day.
Radio Redux. Listener request.
Back to back, make real of all that seems. Radio Redux.
Oh, dear, dear. Anyway, that's the end of the questions, because we've been rattling on for ages. We are rapidly actually approaching the end of the show. This first part. So we have time for one more. One more. What is your next Room 101 entrant?
My next Room 101. I'll tell you what wasn't a Room 101 entrant.
Okay, so let's have another one of those.
Well, I've got six that didn't make the list, so I'll tell you the last one, and then I'll tell you the other three next time. In fact, it was number seven, was Sonado, which is...
Sonado!
The homosexual pairing of Sonic and Shadow. Now, to me, that's a violation of all things innocent and childlike about the Sonic genre. However, it is also a source of great amusement for me.
I'm not sure whether I've said this before or not on the show, but I know listed down is, again, on the forthcoming project, is another one of the parodies, which is based on U2's Vertigo, and that's going to be called Sonado. And it's going to be all about Sonado. So expect lots of fun and games with that. I'm in the process of writing it, so that's...
Yeah, probably hours. Hours and hours of pestering Mr. Dreadnoughts, because he was going on about this new skin he was doing for Valentine's Day, and I was insistent that he was going to make a Sonado one.
He probably will eventually because he's like that. We've got this great new skin coming out, and then just like, actually, what's the betting that for April Fool's Day?
somebody suggested on the air. Yeah, I see a Dreadnoughts and Raw Eye Black one.
No! I think a Dreadnought skin people would like, actually. That is wrong on many, many levels. We haven't got time to discuss how many levels that's wrong on, though. Oh, dear, dear. Oh. Jeez,
anyway,
really?
That's not going in the air. That's not going in Room 101.
I feel slightly tainted.
Oh dear.
Oh.
I'm not surprised.
Right. Anyway.
Third choice. Actually, do you want the third choice or do you want the fourth choice? Because the third choice is actually quite good.
Well, whatever
is my sort of, is it going to be a ramble?
We'll have the non-rambling one because I have to save this and I'm
non-rambling
running,
one.
Yeah, because I've got to save this and I'm running out of connection time. So,
okay.
And otherwise I have to do lots of work and it's horrible. So, what's the next one?
The next one would be as any TSS listener would know. SSR listener would know is a. Crisis City Max Speed Zone.
Yeah. Do you want to have a little rant about that for a few minutes?
Right.
And explain just why it's hated.
From the dates of about, I think it was the 26th of February to the 28th of February, my life blurred in the one horrible long 72-hour screaming. That's all I can remember. It's like a scene from that film, Event Horizon. It's just horrible, and it was crap designing on that level. And I've written down here, crap, crap, crappity crap, and then I've written some more swear words. Honest to God, that level annoys the turd out of me. For those who haven't played it yet, it's right at the end of Crisis City. There's four parts of Crisis City. There's the first part where you're on a snowboardy type of thing, trying to get through the city, and then two parts which are sort of your regular Sonic roaming about a city level. It's fairly linear. The last bit is the new element that they introduced to the Sonic 06, in which basically you're hurtling at God knows what speed down a road, and everything's blurring. It looks really cool, sort of running at, this is what Sonic's supposed to do. He's supposed to run at high speeds. But the control on this level is absolutely pitiful. I mean, one of the things in Sonic games that you've always been able to do is jump in a direction and then move back. I know it defies gravity and Newton's third law, but you know, it's what you you're allowed to do this in Sonic. In this zone, you can't. If you make a jump, you go on a straight line. And usually, if you do jump in these zones, it's in a straight line off the end of the level. And God knows how many times I've done that. And of course, the road in this particular level is littered with cars, lorries, trucks, bits of trucks, rocks, small tortoises, monsters. It's just an absolute nightmare to navigate this thing. But to get the S rank, you need to keep all your rings. And it is virtually impossible to do that. And not only this, you also have a giant tornado made of fire behind you, throwing cars at you. Yes. I wish the level would die. there's no skill involved whatsoever. It's the element of luck. Unfortunately, Sonic is one of the very few games that I play in which you cannot boost your luck in any way.
Well,
I did eventually get the S rank at about 2:30 on the 1st of March in the morning, in which I went, yeah, really quietly because everyone else in the house was asleep and they were already sick of me shouting obscenities. So, yes.
Well, at this point, I'm supposed to make some kind of counter-argument, but unfortunately, there's not going to be one. Mainly because I have a big problem with things like that where a massive factor is luck. When you, the game player, have to rely on luck to do something or get through something, that's just... Well, it's no good. That's no good! I just hate things like that. And Christ City is a very good example of why things like that should really just be erased from gameplay. It is terrible.
Somebody was telling me, a guy that I know on Xbox Live, apparently you can check somewhere to see how many people have got a specific award on Xbox Live, because you get achievements for various things. And one of the achievements is getting S ranks on all of Sonic's missions, which of course you cannot get unless you have done the Max Speed Zone in Crisis City without losing rings. And he told me apparently last month there was 7 people in the UK who had got that award. 7 people.
It's bad.
So I've actually got that award now, but that was after 3 days of swearing.
So unsurprisingly, guys, and girls, the Max Speed Zone version of Cry City is going into room 101. There it goes, and it is gone. We are rapidly approaching the end of the show. In fact, we're just going to have some pieces of music now, and then we're just going to sign off. So we'll leave you with these the last few pieces of music. I'm sure there's loads of requests in there, and what knows? You'll find out what music it is. And if you're not sure what music it is, you can just look at the show notes on sonicrex.com, and they'll tell you exactly what's going on. So we're back in a minute to sign off, and bye for now.
The official podcast of sonicrex.com. Thank you.
Radio Redux. Listener request.
Hope you enjoyed the show. We'll have another part of T-Birds Room 101 choices with more weirdness and tangents and rubbish and probably trying to get us in lots of trouble and arrested. He's on the base of this show. We will see you next time, whenever that may be. Until then, of course, I've been Archend UK. He's been T-Bird.
I hope.
He hopes. Saying, this has been Radio Redux, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye for now.
Bye.